95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preaching sister, how are you, my friend?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
How's the weekend?
Phenomenal. I don't remember bits of it, but it's pretty good. And you?
You may have a drinking problem.
No.
That was good. I went to a Galaxy soccer game.
Oh, man.
With people.
What?
And a birthday party, and there were people.
What? Did you go back and oh, that's right. So we're in bizarre. The future where you can do it again.
Yes.
That must have been weird.
It's so weird.
Wow.
The whole thing is weird.
Yeah.
And you feel 100% like you're doing the wrong thing by having your mask off.
Yeah.
It can't be right.
Right.
It has to be wrong.
Of course, we're used to feeling like we're doing the wrong thing.
Sure.
So it comes naturally.
Sure.
No problem.
That is true.
You can get past that.
Coming up today on Kevin and Sluggo, social distancing bracelets are now a thing. So you want people to keep 6 feet away, you wear the red ones.
Go away.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And then they've got yellow ones and green ones.
Oh, and the green ones are like, come do me now on the floor.
No, the green ones are shake a hand.
Shake a hand.
They need another one.
It's a start, anyway.
There was a Bel Air home where a guy found a naked man in his house. And he said, what are you doing here? And the naked man said, this is my house. I'm calling the police. And the homeowner said, okay.
Do it. Call him.
Have you seen Jeff Bezos's rocket? The guy from Amazon?
Uh-uh.
Have you ever... Do you know the Amazon logo? We'll get into this later.
Yeah, I know. I'd know it if I saw it. Okay, yeah.
We'll get into this later. Okay. But his rocket's a penis. Okay, and also... And also, Kiss has a new gin.
Kiss.
Yes.
Yeah, I did see that, actually. You know, imagine that. I saw that.
A product that Kiss has.
Yeah.
Weird, right?
Cold Gin is an old song of theirs, so that makes sense. That's beautiful.
That's correct. So that's coming up today. Yeah, also have our $500 1 second of Nonstop Rock. Coming up before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Got that right, man.
I told you I was out this weekend, and it felt weird to be out without a mask.
Yeah, it's very strange. I went out a little as well.
Did you?
Yeah, and it was interesting to see so many people on the streets not wearing masks all of a sudden.
Yes.
Here in
Los
Angeles.
I think it was nice. It's really nice.
Yeah,
it just feels odd.
Yeah, yeah.
It feels like I should
be. And it might be a mistake. We might all regret it.
Sure.
Whatever.
May happen.
Moving forward
now. Never know.
Yep.
As Americans try to navigate a return to at least some level of pre-pandemic life, CNN says, a grocery store in Wisconsin is trying something new to help ease the awkwardness and fear that could come with that.
Okay.
How do you know how particular people are being? Because still some people with medical conditions need to be especially careful.
That's the worst of all of this, is like when everybody was masked up, at least they were a little safer.
But yes, exactly.
As we move towards this, there are certain people that cannot, truly.
And people who are not vaccinated, who are honest and will wear a mask because of that.
Sure, but then some people cannot get the vaccination for certain reasons.
There's
now,
that.
Those are pretty rare, honestly.
I agree.
A lot of people going, I have a condition. My cat doesn't like it, so I can't.
There's a market in Wisconsin that is offering different color-coded bracelets to help people non-verbally communicate what they're comfortable with.
You mean while they're in the market?
They're selling them so the employees in the market have them.
Okay.
So you can see if they want to be touched or elbow.
Mm, yeah, I'll put touch. Touch, baby.
Here's the report.
Okay.
And I'm here today to let you guys know about our social bands. You'll see these in all three of our locations. We have them out for customers and team members. And what they are is just a non-verbal way for customers and team members to let each other know kind of how they're feeling when it comes to social distancing. So we have three different levels, and they kind of go off of street lights. So we have the green, the yellow, and the red.
Colors is what she's saying.
She sort of didn't say that, yeah.
And the red is kind of, you know, I'm still social distancing, 6 feet, please. The yellow is, I'm still being cautious, but maybe the elbow bumps are okay. And then green is, come on in for the high fives and handshakes. You know, I'm ready to get close again. So again, available at all three locations.
High fives and handshakes.
Yeah, hand fives and handshakes.
High fives and handshakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's a little, that's a good way of doing it. It's an interesting thing to maybe bring out. I think maybe New York City could use it. I sent you the guidelines for sex parties that New York City themselves put out.
That's pretty crazy.
Insanely graphic, wonderfully awesome, and definitely not just talking about handshakes and high fives.
No, they are not.
That's for damn sure.
No, that's very true.
New York City.
That's the problem with Metcalf Cafe's idea, is that it's only high fives and handshakes are
okay.
Yes, that's it. Down.
Yeah.
Or if you wear one on your penis, I guess that's the
Did you hear that, Kevin? They don't have any time for us.
I heard that. Yeah.
It's rude.
Seems rude.
Mean.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Did you see the Bel Air guy that came downstairs and saw a naked homeless guy in his house?
No.
Is that what you want?
No, not so much.
Well, it is not. The guy was in your house. That's bad enough.
Right.
Naked.
Why sans clothing?
I mean, you'd have to ask him. I don't know.
Let's call him.
I don't think we have his number, but we do have the report. No. Listen to this.
Okay.
I'm upstairs. Who's in our house?
While talking to his wife, Monica, on the phone, Matt Sabs comes face to face with a stranger in his Bel Air home.
Hey, what are you doing here? My house.
Okay. It's his house.
Okay, so the guy that owns the house says, hey, what are you doing here? He's looking down the stairs, and the homeless guy says, this is my house.
Right.
That's not what you want.
No, that's,
You would expect that the guy downstairs would be scared and maybe run off.
But he's under the impression he's home.
Apparently, yes.
CBS says, welcome home.
What are you doing here? I'm going to call the police right now.
I said, okay. I got to escape. I mean, I don't have anything to fight this guy or engage with this guy. So we have a balcony, and I went open the balcony. I climbed off. Fortunately, my car was on the driveway, so I jumped on top of my car.
He called 911. Cameras capture the burglar identified by LAPD as 34-year-old Paul Keon walking around the pool naked just before 2 o'clock Thursday afternoon.
So hold
on. Right in the middle of the afternoon, too.
So he had already been there, encountered the owner, said, I'll call the police.
Right.
And then they called the police, and by the time the police got there, he was still wandering through the pool
naked. Hanging out in the backyard,
He wasn't hanging, he just walked.
Well, he was hanging.
He took, like, 3 steps into the pool, 3 steps back out, walking around the pool. Who knows what's going on?
For a second, though, let me ask you a question, probably not at 2:30 in the afternoon, but is there any chance in hell in your brain if someone were downstairs or and you saw them or wherever and asked, what are you doing here? And they said it was their house. Would your brain tell you, oh, maybe I am in the wrong house?
It might short circuit.
For a second, right?
It's possible.
I think that could really
work. It is possible. If you overwhelm someone's mind, it is possible. Yeah. So maybe he had done this enough times, and he had hoped that the homeowner would just go, oh, my bad.
Oh, and he's naked. Clearly he's not going to be lying when he's naked.
Nobody lies when they're naked.
No. Well.
And roaming inside their home as Monica watched from her phone.
Get the out.
They're on the Ring, so she can see him.
Right.
And she's yelling through the Ring.
It's not a nice thing to say to a naked man.
No! Get out! I was so frightened and scared that this guy is going to be doing something to my husband.
Monica's
says
after her husband escaped, they waited for private security and police to arrive. They say Keon was in the home for about 45 minutes before he was taken into custody.
45 minutes?
In Bel Air.
Yeah!
Wow! The police don't know it's Bel Air?
What are those people paying for?
And it was later that their two young children discovered their two pet parakeets dead.
Okay, that's not a great part of the story, but...
What?
That's the only bad part of the story.
So says
he got in after taking a garage door opener from an unlocked car, hoping this can be a learning lesson for everyone to lock your doors.
Doesn't matter where you live. Doesn't matter how your community hasn't had a crime for years. Doesn't matter if you don't see transient in your street. They could get in. I mean, they could get in, and they got in.
Yeah, it's really weird.
The guy jumped out his balcony down onto his car.
Yeah, well, he'd go past his wife, say, I'll be right back. I'm going out the balcony. You entertain our naked guest if he comes back in.
His wife was
on the Ring.
She was on the phone.
Oh, I see.
She was
somewhere
on the phone with her husband.
Not at home. Gotcha,
correct.
Gotcha,
yes.
Gotcha.
So he ran. He didn't leave her to fight him
good.
So good times.
Great oldies. Well, mediocre oldies.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
This is the 45th little one-second clip we've chosen since we began this contest. Non-stop raw.
All right.
Yeah, so I think it's a fairly easy one this time.
We have trouble judging.
Yeah, very much so.
But we think it's fairly easy.
Yeah, and we want you to win $500 in cash. Start your week right.
So 818-955-KLOS, if you know the name of this song and the artist, and you're caller 13, you will win $500.
And here is said clip. So what is it? How jealous were you, by the way, seeing that Foo Fighters played Madison Square Garden and Dave Chappelle wandered out onto stage?
Well, how weird was that?
That's crazy.
Started singing Creep by Radiohead?
I saw someone say it looked the first time they ever seen Dave Chappelle happy in the last 15, 20 years. It looked like he's in a good mood.
True.
Yeah, right? All right, good luck. 818-955-KLOS if you know.
It's Kevin and Sluggo. 1 second of nonstop rock. game.
For $500, KLOS, who's this?
Ryan.
Ryan, you're caller 13.
No way.
Nicely done.
Wow, the one time where I actually didn't hear what the song
said. we'll play it for you again.
Yeah, so clear out your ears and listen closely. Give us the name of the song and the artiste and that $500 of yours. You ready to listen carefully?
All right, yep.
Okay, here it comes. What is that?
Oh, shoot.
What is that? Man. What's the name of that song?
You know, shoot. I don't know. Is it Hendrix? Wing Crasberry? I don't know.
Damn it.
It is not.
Sorry, sir. Well, good luck getting through again. You got through this time. It may happen again, man.
Call next hour. It's worth a grand.
Yeah. And thanks for playing our precious little game.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Have you seen all the billionaires that are in their race to space?
You know, I am happy with that, actually. You know, whatever
Jeff
it
Bezos
takes.
Yeah. Is going.
Whatever it takes.
His brother.
Yeah. To get us up off this rock.
Richard Branson is trying it, and Elon Musk is trying it.
Yep, he's already sent a nice car into the universe.
Have you seen the shape of Jeff Bezos' rocket?
I guess it's not the shape of a car.
Would you look on your phone?
Oh, okay.
I sent you a picture of an Australian morning news show that was taken by the fact that this rocket...
is a penis!
It really...
That is a male member!
It's really a huge penis.
It really is. Yes. And wow, it really is.
Yes.
That is not a joke.
Right.
Yeah. Why does it need that bit? At
now
the top?
Look at the logo that I sent you underneath it. It's kind of the same. He has a fixation. The logo for Amazon.
Yeah.
The little yellow thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. The smiley face.
The penis.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I know people have said that.
He has an obsession.
With a bendy one.
So here's the morning news show in Australia talking about the penis looking rocket.
Rockets everywhere this morning while outdoing his fellow billionaires in the race to space. Amazon boss Jeff Bezos will blast into orbit next month.
Do you know what they call that?
They're literally just they're just looking at the rocket and laughing. They can't stop.
Joining us now for more.
I love Australia. Maybe we should move there.
I do, too.
Home anyway.
Is Grow US up. Correspondent Alison Petrowski Alley. The Bezos flight will officially kick off the company's space tourism business.
Yes. That's right, Carl. Good morning to you, Carl. Good morning to you, Ali. Launch of the interesting shaped rocket, thanks for pointing that out, Carl, will happen on July 20 out of remote West Texas next month. Jeff Bezos, the world's second richest man, will be hopping on board, surprising everyone this morning. We knew Blue Origin were planning to send people into space soon. We had no idea it was going to happen next month, guys. We had no idea that Jeff Bezos himself was planning to be on board. He's also making it a family affair, bringing his brother along for the ride. And judging from some of the video quality, I do assume they're probably making a documentary out of this. Let's have a listen to some of Bezos's announcement this morning.
I want to go on this flight because it's a thing I've wanted to do all my life. It's an adventure. It's a big deal for me.
Isn't it funny how a guy like that, who is really reviled by a lot of people. Like, there are 33,000 people that signed a petition to not let him back down into Earth's atmosphere. But he sounds like just a child.
Yeah.
Oh, something I've wanted to do all my life.
All right.
And, Ali, how are the other billionaires feeling about it? Well, look, Elon Musk has been very quiet, Ali. I do think he'd probably be a little bit salty about this. He was expecting to be the first billionaire to get up into space. His company, SpaceX, are due to have a launch date in September, sending civilian passengers into space. Richard Branson, too, Ali, was hoping to get on board Virgin Galactic and head into the atmosphere by the end of the year. Either of you want to get a seat on the flight? $3.6 million is the current bid for the online auction at the moment.
Wow, $3.6 million. I need a GoFundMe right away.
A big GoFundMe.
You can probably get there, no problem.
Either of you can afford it.
Yeah, no, we can't. And we're more than happy to wait until the first one returns. How long will it actually spend in space, Ali? Do you know?
I think it's just an hour-long flight. Like, it's really brief, Ali. I think when they've done the breakdown, it's like, I think, $4,000 a second for the ride.
Whoa.
Wow. $6 million.
A couple of seconds in space.
And then, of course, that rocket's going to be mighty tired afterwards. Probably
yes,
not look quite the same
no,
anymore.
No, it's not. Imagine that.
I'll spend it.
I want to see a flight come back first.
Yeah.
I'll take the third or fourth one.
You know, I thought we had maybe picked a easier 1 second of nonstop rock.
Right.
First gentleman, I guess, said he hadn't actually heard it on the air when it played the first time. So maybe it is still easy. It's up to $1,000 already.
$1,000 later on this hour.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw this story, but it's super weird. It's only been 4 months since the independent Texas power grid failed.
Oh, yeah,
when
that's
it was
right.
too cold. Remember
forgot about that?
That?
Yeah.
Now it's in danger of a similar fate during the current heat wave.
Oh, which is worse. I mean, in Texas, I suppose the heat wave is going to be worse.
I don't know.
No matter what,
I feel
it's
like
horrible.
Cold would kill old people
it's true.
Quicker.
Yeah.
I don't know. The Electric Reliability Council of Texas is the name of it.
Good name.
And people are finding out, to their great surprise, that if they have an internet-connected thermometer,
yeah,
it's being changed remotely.
Whoa, really?
Yes.
So, Big Brother's stepping up, reaching into your house and turning up your heater.
Yes.
Wow.
That has happened to a bunch of people in Texas where they go, hey, I just took a nap and I know for sure that my, you know, air conditioning was set on 72 and it was on 80.
Wow, 80.
A bunch of different people were saying,
whoa.
Yeah, 80, 78. Like, you don't have the choice you thought you had.
Wow.
That's shocking, isn't
well,
it?
Well, you know, there's no way, you know, I don't know why anybody's all paranoid about having those kind of devices come into their homes when this sort of thing
right?
is already happening.
It's
damn.
Already happening.
Wow, man.
But only to people who have it online. So,
right. So far.
What a surprise
you
that
know,
is.
We've decided that for everyone's best, we're all going to have this kind of technology.
To the benefit of most of the people in this state. How crazy
wow.
is that? They said it remotely.
Yeah. Maybe they should do something else, like, you know, maybe talk through it. Hey, turn it down. It's too cold in here.
That's the most
energy.
They should do.
Yeah.
Hey,
yes.
are you guys really paying attention? Because
right.
it could be a little warm. Are you leaving?
Turn off the lights.
That song is Cold Gin.
Yeah, Kiss.
Are you a member of the Kiss Army?
Of course.
Okay.
Not. No.
You're not.
No.
Okay.
But, you know, it's funny. Of all the stories you brought in today, young Kevin, the mm-hmm. one that I had heard of is that they have now gin available, Kiss. That
How about
I,
that?
That I heard. I heard about that story. I was like, oh.
The band announced that in partnership.
Parsnickety.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
With Brands for Fans, and their very own gin label is appropriately going to be named Cold Gin.
Well, what do you know about that?
How about that?
Huh.
What a surprise. Kiss does seem to have a lot of merchandise. A
couple of things out there.
So I thought we would talk to perhaps one of the members of the band.
Wow. Who do you got on the phone?
Gene Simmons.
Hey! Oh, he's hung up. I didn't touch it.
That was a little shorter than
I
hoped.
That was a little shorter. That's rude. Gene Simmons hung up on us. That's so weird.
You guys hung up on me right as soon as we were starting the bit.
Oh, I feel like it's a bit. I feel like you hung up on us, Gene.
No, I wouldn't do such a thing.
Okay.
Well, Kevin does have a history of doing that, actually.
That's true. Sometimes.
How are you, gentlemen?
We're good.
Good.
How
Thank
are
you for
today?
Calling, yeah.
You know, both handsome and beautiful and powerful men.
Thank you.
Sluggo, I used to actually call my Sluggo until 1978.
I can see that.
And then, it's true, I called my Sluggo until the Kiss Destroyer tour. And I was on tour, and I remember Geddy Lee pulled me aside, and he said, you know, you should call your something else. And I said, you're right. What should I call it? And he said, Gene Simmons Giant
Well, that makes sense.
Ever since then, I've called my
Sure. That's great news. Hey, we wanted to talk to you about your gin.
My
gin. You know, your gin.
It's real.
Nope.
Two long,
no.
incredibly powerful.
G-I-N. Gin.
The beverage. You can drink it,
remember,
but.
Gin.
Do you remember the laser in Real Genius? It went right through walls. It just kept on going through that's
yes,
my brands of gin.
Okay. That's okay. not what we were asking about the drink.
Gin, the normal
gin.
Drink.
Gin.
Yes, gin.
In 1974, we wrote Cold Gin. Me and Ace Frehley, we were in a hotel. I believe we were in Hell's Kitchen. In fact, yes, I remember we were, because Bob Dylan and I, we tag-teamed Linda Ronstadt, left her completely lifeless in a bathtub in Hell's Kitchen. And then Ace Frehley and I, we decided to write Cold Gin, and now 40-some years later, we're making gin, Kiss Gin. That's right.
Cashing in on it, if you will.
Is there any product that you don't have as a member of Kiss?
You know, a lot of people say, oh, you're such a sellout, Gene Simmons of Kiss, because you market everything. And I say, I am a sellout. I sell out every arena I play. That's right. Boom. Wow. In your face.
Nice.
So tell us about the gin.
Well, it's a beautiful gin. It has notes of juniper, and it's best served cold. I developed this.
You don't know anything about it, do you?
I know a lot about it. I developed this very special recipe in Israel. It's got fermented matzah inside of it. Benjamin Netanyahu and Bob Dylan and I were using the in a tent outside the Gaza Strip.
That sounds unlikely.
We found a young refugee, and she had a. And we all.
Wow! What is wrong with
you? If it wasn't for the fact that we had over 100 proof antiseptic gin, she would have died. We made it all the way back to Zizek's Road by Bun Boy. You understand? We're there in almost to the base from Israel. And if it wasn't for the gin, she would have died right there.
Does seem miraculous.
Humanitarian project.
How much is it? How expensive is it?
$5,000 a bottle.
You're just making this up.
The labels by Banksy, everyone,
and every single one of them.
A different one each one.
We used an incredibly strong epoxy to make sure that people just didn't go rip off the label. In fact, I developed that epoxy in 1978. I was in a hotel room in the meatpacking district with Joey Ramone, and I booked Jimmy Mitchell. And she passed out. You understand? She passed out.
Come
and
on.
All of my nasty, they dried on her face. And Joey Ramone pushed a Pop-Tart on top of it. Next thing I know, 4 weeks later, it's still cemented to Joni Mitchell's face. And I said to myself, 4 years later, I said, if I ever make a product with a label, I'm going to use that as my... God darn it, Joey Ramone's passed away. So I had to do all the extracting of the label... on my own.
Come on. I think we've heard enough about your gin, though, to be honest.
Oh, come on. Don't you have time to let me explain how Harvey Weinstein's misunderstood?
Nope. No, we do not. Gene Simmons was a little frisky today.
You know, I didn't realize he'd lived such a full and rich life, actually.
Yes.
Good to know.
Let's give away some money. We have $1,000 in our 1 second of nonstop rock. We're going to play the clip. If you know what it is, be caller 13. The number is 818-955-KLOS. And tell us what the song title is and the artist, and you'll win $1,000.
You be caller 13 right now for this. What is it? Good luck.
It's Kevin Eslogos. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $1,000, KLOS, who's this?
Who's this? It's John. Who's this?
John, it's Kevin and Sluggo.
Who are you calling?
Which one? Is it Kevin or Sluggo?
Yes.
I'm calling you guys. Who are you calling?
Well, Gene Simmons a few minutes ago, actually.
All right.
That guy is a tractable, powerful man, let me tell you.
Yes, mm-hmm. Very true. Mm-hmm. All right. Have you heard the clip?
I did.
Okay. Do you think you know what it is? We'll play it for you one more time before you give a guess, but...
Okay.
Do you think you know?
I think I know.
Good, because we want to get rid of this pesky $1,000. We don't want this damn cash lying around here anymore.
Yeah, we'll give it to me then.
All right. Well, you have to identify. You ready?
All right, yes. All right, here you go. You ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Here is the clip. What is it?
Well, it's so hard to hear on the phone.
Yeah.
But I'm going to guess Jimi Hendrix. All along the Watchtower.
You have guessed correctly! Well, damn good!
The last guy said Jimi Hendrix, and we were like,
Oh, man, he's so close.
Yeah, I know. I heard him.
Nicely done.
Ding, so, ding, ding.
Yeah, here's the entire clip. So everybody kind of recognizes that bit. But well done. What are you going to do with your grand?
Right on.
All right.
Yeah. Well, keep on writing. Hold on. Don't go away. We'll get your information. And next tomorrow, mm-hmm. Which is tomorrow, I guess, mm-hmm. $500.
That's a good tune right there.
Hell yeah. And cheers on Dave for not waiting. I mean, he's been dying to get back on stage.
I love that. It seems like all other bands are kind of taking it cautiously.
Mm-hmm. Which might be why.
Sure.
But.
And Dave's like, you know what? Let's start doing shows right now.
You know, huge venues like Madison Square Garden. Have Dave Chappelle come out on stage and join us.
And sing Creep by Radiohead.
Wow.
What a bizarre night that was.
Oh, man.
We talked about this a little earlier today. Naked intruder confronts Californian's homeowner, kills family's pet birds. Now, I don't love the kills to the
no,
birds
total
part.
Dickweed, he needs to go down in flames for that. But, you know, way back in the 70s.
Birds.
Yeah. Alan Funt made a movie called What Do You Say to a Naked Lady? And he had a woman going around and they filmed all the reactions, you know, to this sure. nude woman. But I don't think he put her in anyone's house. Like, suddenly you're at the top of the stairs and there's the naked lady downstairs.
That was happening. This guy was naked downstairs and the homeowner's name is Matt Sabs and he was talking to his wife Monica on the phone and then he was walking down the stairs and saw the naked man at the bottom of the stairs.
And he's like,
said, hey!
Am I in an Alan Funt film?
Who are you? He didn't say that.
Oh, no.
That's
okay.
That's a bad reference right there that he would not get.
Yeah.
Hey, who are you? What are you doing here? And then the other guy says, it's my house. What are you doing here?
Reverse psychology.
That's not Maybe exactly it is how you my want it to go.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a 34-year-old named Paul Klein, and he was walking around the pool naked just before 2 p.m. when the police arrived.
Wow. Paul, put it on.
Put it on.
Put it on.
But we Ox. Do know from the calls that we've had in the past that our audience at times ends up in other people's homes.
KLOS! Woo! Hell yeah! Whoops! What am I doing here? That's awesome.
So you ended up in somebody else's home. Now, it has to be comedy.
Right.
Please.
No bird-offing.
I don't want to get snap the bird's neck
right.
or anything.
Wow.
Just you ended up there.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
You were having a beverage or 10. You know how that works.
Yeah.
And you mistake your house for your neighbor's or one down the street or one around the corner.
And you decided you also need to be naked, but not whatever. However you ended up in the house in whatever
Correct.
Condition
yes.
you were in.
You yeah. ended up in somebody else's house and it was right. a surprise to you.
And probably to them.
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS.
Get out! What are you doing in here naked? Oh, it's you, Kevin.
Yeah,
sorry.
I'm not naked. There was a naked,
oh, okay.
There was a naked man in Bel Air in a home, and we started talking about that, and we realized that a lot of our audience may have had that experience.
You might have shown up somewhere you didn't weren't supposed to be.
I mean, it happens
yeah.
occasionally
sure.
after a strong night of drinking. KLOS, hello.
Not. No, sir. My name is John Dunn.
Well, I agree
right.
with that.
Agreed. Thank
you.
Thank you.
How? Well, what he's having. Hi, KLOS. You ever ended up in someone else's house?
Well, not a house, but a business.
Good enough.
I was a little intoxicated, and I was leaving my cousin's house, and I ended up borrowing a car. I guess you could say it was kind of stolen. And it broke down on the side of the freeway, and I staggered around, and there was this office building. It was late, and I opened up the door, and it was open. I went inside and sort of passed out in front of this elevator door, and you know, I didn't want to go anywhere. I didn't want to, you know, ransack any. I just wanted to go to sleep. I was kind of really buzzed, and
right
in the morning this nice older gentleman just kind of like nudged me awake and handed me a cup of coffee and was like, yeah, dude, you got to get the hell out of here.
Check that out.
Yeah.
He was really, really nice about it. He was really nice. He was like, hey, yeah, well, you know.
I've been there.
Understand.
Yeah, yeah, I've been there, brother.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, here's a cup of black coffee.
That's
hey, man,
awesome.
Are you okay? Yeah, 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 yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and well, you got to go. And I walked out. And there goes that stolen car behind a tow truck. And I was like, well, I should have fit in
wow.
that thing. And
You won the lottery of being in trouble that night, man.
A,
you got off.
That's
no.
a pretty
yeah.
pretty good experience.
Yeah. But you have a worse one? Give us a call. 818-955-KLOS. You turned up somewhere you weren't supposed to be. And then they found
worse
you.
Worse or better.
Yeah, you know.
Either way.
818-955-KLOS.
955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We are talking about you woke up mistakenly in someone else's house. You have a story?
All right. So I was going to some bar to meet a friend in downtown L.A., and they told me don't make a wrong turn, because if you make a wrong turn, you'll end up in the gang area. Well, I made the wrong turn.
Uh-oh.
I end up in, like, literally halfway down the street. I see them all at the end. There's, like, 36 of them or something like that. And I stop my car, kind of turn halfway, like I'm making a three-point turn, but I'm still sitting halfway, roll down my window as they're all coming up to me with guns holding on to me. You know, like literally pointed at me as they're all walking.
Right.
And I'm like, no disrespect. I hope it's not my day to die. If it's my day to die, it's my day to die. But I'm hoping it's not my day to die. And little by little, you know, they came up all the way to the window, and I ended up talking my way out of it. It was not my day to die.
No, it doesn't sound like it.
Wow. Wow. Well, well done, you. You need to head over to Iraq or somewhere crazy and see if you can talk your way out of another situation.
Yeah, that's right? What she wants to do, is get in another situation. Yeah. Just like that.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Hi, KLOS. What happened to you?
I was a maintenance guy. They lock in at McDonald's at night. Well, I had them not lock the doors that night so I could let my friends in to have a kegger.
Sure.
We had a kegger, ate most of the food that was in the freezer, and half of it passed out. When the morning crew came in, I was woke up by the manager with a get the hell out before I caught a cop.
Oh, man. At least he sent you out on your way. That's,
I mean,
nice.
That's a good ending day.
Yeah. Did any of that McDonald's food come back up for anybody?
Oh, it was all over the place.
All right. Excellent.
See, I know what goes on at these parties.
I hated the question, and I hated the answer more.
Thank you for calling, man. Hi, KLOS. Where did you end up? You weren't supposed to be.
It was actually my brother.
Mm-hmm.
He got drunk one night, and he decided he was going to drive home. And he said his head started spinning so bad that he just turned the wheel. He didn't even know there was a street there. And he went into a cul-de-sac, and he was so drunk, he opened the door and jumped out and ran on some guy's lawn and puked and passed out. And then the guy woke him up in the morning, and he said, "Hey, son, is that your car down at the end of the cul-de-sac?" He let the car roll, and
wow.
The door was still open, and it was running and dinging.
Oh, man, it didn't run into a house or anything, though, huh?
No, he put it in neutral, I guess.
Wow.
It rolled up against the curb, and it was just...
It was just like, ding!
Imagine ding, him getting woken ding, up on the front
right?
lawn and being, "Is that your car by any chance?"
That's awesome, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, where did you find yourself?
When I was in the Navy, I woke up on the wrong ship.
Oh!
On the wrong ship? How many ships were right there?
I was on a destroyer, and the destroyers were identical.
Okay.
And they tie them up at the pier. They tie them up at the pier abreast of each other,
mm-hmm.
You know, side by side. Well, I was on another friend's ship, and we kind of were partaking in the...
Sure. Shore leave is right.
Yep, yep. And I walked back to the ship. Only thing I can remember is I walked down into my berthing compartment. It's all lit up with red lights, so you really can't tell colors or anything.
Right.
And there was somebody in my rack.
I hope you took him right out and punched him right in the face.
No. Next thing I woke up, I was in my bed the next day with a hangover and a bloody nose.
Oh.
I walked out to somebody's ship and woke somebody up. And
they showed you the way to yours, which you don't remember.
I guess.
Wow.
Well, that's crazy.
That's awesome. That's beautiful, man. That's crazy. Thanks for sharing. That's really cool. Thank you.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I don't know if you saw the story out of Florida.
Florida? Well, this would be a nice normal story then.
But a woman went to the ATM to get out $20.
Yeah.
And she checked her balance because she was curious what it was.
Sure.
And there was $999,900,000.
Wow.
Almost $1 billion.
Wow.
In her checking account.
Wow. Suddenly I'm put in mind of Office Space. This thing's working just a little too well.
Yes.
The decimal point in the wrong place.
How crazy is
that?
Listen to this story.
Julia Yankowski went to a Chase Bank ATM in Largo just like this one to get some cash. But before she wanted to check her account balance, that's when she noticed a few extra numbers.
I was horrified. I know most people would think they won the lottery, but I was horrified.
According to this Chase Bank receipt, Julia Yankowski had $999,985,855.94 in her account.
Can you imagine that for
no.
one second?
No. And I understand her being upset because you know it's going to screw up your financial life probably for years to come.
Right, but...
Some idiot has made a mistake.
Maybe, but...
Yeah. You take $1 million out?
I mean, what's the downside?
First, before you mention it to anybody?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I had $998 million in my account.
Now it's $997 million. I don't know.
Shocked was an understatement.
Didn't I? I said, oh, my gosh. Who would put $1 billion in my account? Nobody.
Nobody. That's true.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Nobody's doing that on purpose.
Finally went to the ATM just to grab 20 bucks.
And when I put in for the $20, the machine came back and said, well, we can give you the $20, but that'll cause an overdraft.
What?
Yeah, that makes no sense to this story.
Okay.
And you will be charged. And I said, oh, just forget it.
And she hasn't touched her account since Saturday night.
I know I've read stories about people that took the money or took my money and then they had to repay it. And I wouldn't do that anyway because it's not my money.
Yeah, but did you get her name?
But I mean, honestly, wouldn't you, even if you're going to do the right thing, wouldn't you stand there for a minute and think, I mean, what if I took out a grand?
Well, here's what I'm saying. I mean, do we have her name? She hasn't dealt with it yet. So maybe
she hasn't touched her account?
Yeah, maybe we can drill into it and
it's in Largo, Florida.
Help her drain it. Yeah, maybe we could help.
Julia Yonkowski.
Yeah, maybe we should fix that for her.
It's a local Chase bank.
All right, we'll take care of that for you. No problem.
We'll get right
man.
Back to you.
Kevin!
Hey, goodbye. We'll see you next time.
Hi, Greg.
Hey, Greg, we were just saying goodbye.
No, I know. Sluggo mentioned to come in and say goodbye, so I...
Oh, right. Well, I thought maybe we could chat for a second.
We're saying goodbye. You're starting.
So, hold on. I just want to make sure it's clear.
Yeah.
We're all saying goodbye.
Yes.
Then you are leaving.
No. You're leaving.
I'm
leaving. We're leaving.
We're leaving.
That's right. You're
Who's
right.
Who's left?
I don't know. It's like 10 little Indians. Everyone's dead.
I'm going to have to do the math. I'm sorry.
I have a kitty at home. Can I go pet? Do you want to go pet my kitty, Greg? Come on, baby.
Been waiting for so long if you'd ask me this.
All right, Greg's off to pet my kitty. And
Sluggo and I are going to be here?
Wait, let's go back to the math.
Drumologist Joey Kramer from Aerosmith was born on this day in rock in 1950 in the Bronx. And on 1944, it was Ray Davies' birthday of the Kinks. Boo! It was on this day in rock in 1981 when Walter and Donald announced the split of Steely Dan to work on solo projects. They did reform, however, in 1993. It was on this day in rock in 1990 when Little Richard finally got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Richard said, like everything I got, it took a long time to get. Of course, Richard Blade is already getting his Walk of Shame star.